السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, the best speech is the speech of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the most evil of matters are the newly invented matters in the religion, and every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation, it is not from Al-Islam, and every innovation is a misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the hellfire. Believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah azza wa jal as it should be feared, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and actualize your iman and hold firm to your religion, for indeed nothing will rectify the latter part of this ummah except by way of that which rectified the first part of this ummah, which was by way of certain iman in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to strive in His religion with speech, actions, and your wealth for the sake of Allah, and to establish the five daily prayers, and to give the compulsory zakah, and to haste and compete in performing good deeds and distancing yourselves from sins. Indeed, our righteous Salaf, our righteous predecessors and of this Ummah, when they were reminded of the verses and the signs of their Lord, they did not become deaf or blind to it, but instead they opened their hearts to it and they accepted and welcomed it. They would advance towards it with their ears listening very carefully and with their eyes open and their hearts humbled. It was the case that when Allah was mentioned to them, their hearts would tremble with fear, and when Allah's verses were recited to them, it would increase them in iman. And when the door of good opened for them, what they could do and regarding good actions, they would haste to it. And when an evil became clear to them, they would flee from it, and their known sign was always, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran regarding them, وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. They said, we hear and we obey and we seek your forgiveness, O our Lord, وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ, and to you is our return. This is what was one of their signs, their main signs of those people, of our Salaf. Indeed, whenever they heard that which was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they accepted it and they obeyed Allah and they sought Allah's forgiveness and they remembered that to Him they will return. So be, O servants of Allah, may Allah have mercy upon you. Be like your righteous predecessors, so that you may be saved from the hellfire and given success in paradise. And by it, you will live an honorable, good life, and that you will, inshallah, be rewarded after your departure and death with the best of that which you used to do. O servants of Allah, if you look to the reality of a lot of Muslims today, we find a painful reality. They prefer this worldly life, this worldly temporary life, to the eternal life of the hereafter. You see them, or you see some of them, when they are afflicted with an illness in their body, they haste to the doctors and request every type of medicine so that they may be cured in every possible way and as fast as possible. As for the diseases of the hearts, regarding it, they are neglectful and turn away from it. They do not reflect into the cure for the hearts, and neither do they take the path to its cure and rectification. But you see them preserving their wealth and spending it very carefully and very well. And you see them very eager to invest it in a way that is so compassionate. As for preserving their time, their good actions, then they are neglectful and they waste it. They waste their time in play and non-beneficial affairs, and they do not invest their time and their actions to multiply and to do good and more good actions and deeds. And they do not make this affair a priority. If they are afflicted with pain in their body, all of their other body parts, they come to the rescue. But if they see a Muslim in need or in pain, they do not feel the need to help them, and they may even laugh at them or mock them. If you see those types of people, you see them, they are distant and far away from the objectives of the religion and its legislation in both knowledge and action. For this reason, desires overtake them and control them, and they are thrown back and forth in both directions by the waves of tribulations. Due to this, they become confused unknowingly, not knowing the truth from the falsehood. And the truth may appear to become falsehood to them, and they become closer to believing in falsehood than the truth itself. Even it may occur that they abandon the truth totally. If falsehood is adorned and beautified to them in the most foolish of ways, they accept it 100%, even if it's by way of the most feeble of evidences and argument. If the truth is mentioned to them, they have doubt in it, even if by way of the strongest and the most authentic of evidences. This is the result, brothers and sisters, of nothing else than disease of the heart, which they have earned through sins and Allah's disobedience. وأقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لي لكم بكل ذنب واستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, in Sahih Bukhari, there is a hadith of Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman رضي الله عنه, that he said to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, he was one of the companions, he was very eager regarding certain matters. He was very eager in asking questions and knowing things. He said to the Messenger of Allah, he said, كَانَ النَّاسِ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ مُخَافَةَ أَن يُدْرِكَنِي. He said that the people, they used to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding good affairs and things that are good. And I used to ask him about the evil things, the bad things, in fear that they may reach me, in fear that I may and he fall in it. فَقُلْتُ, he said, and I said, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّا كُنَّا فِي جَاهِلِيَّ وَالشَّرِّ. O Messenger of Allah, we were in ignorance and evil. And in meaning, before Islam, وَجَاءَنَ اللَّهِ بِهَذَا الْخَيْرِ. Then Allah brought this good to us. And in meaning, al-Islam. فَهَلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا الْخَيْرِ شَرِّ. So therefore, will there be any evil after this good? قَالَ نَعَمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, indeed, yes. فَقُلْتُ, so I said, هَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الشَّرِّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ. Will there be after that evil any good? قَالَ نَعَمْ وَفِيهِ دَخَنْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, yes, and there will be dakhan. Qultu, so I said, wa ma dakhanuhu. So what is it's dakhan? What is this dakhan? And regarding it, and he, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, qawmun yastannuna bi ghayri sunnati wa yahduna bi ghayri hadi ta'rifu minhum wa tunkar. He said, a people that will take a path other than my path. They will take a way other than my sunnah. And they will take a guidance other than my guidance. You will come to know them and you will make inkar of it. You will speak against it. فَقُلْتُ, he said, فَهَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الْخَيْرِ مِنْ شَرْ. So will there be any after that good, evil? He said, Na'am, du'atun ala abwab jahannam, man ajabahum ilayha, faqaduhu fiha. He said, yes, callers at the gates of hell, man ajabahum ilayha, whoever answers their call, will be thrown into the hellfire. فَقُلْتُ So I said, O Messenger of Allah, صِفْهُمْ لَنَا O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَعَمْ Yes, قَوْمٌ مِنْ جِلْدَتِنَا وَيَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا So yes, a people from us who dress like us, they look like us, and they speak with the same language as us. قلت يا رسول الله فما ترى إن أدركني ذلك O Messenger of Allah, what should I do if I witness this, if this reaches me? قال تلزم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم He says, stick and hold firm to the main body of the Muslims and their leader. فقلت فإن لم تكن لهم جماعة ولا إمام If there would be no main body of Islam or no Imam or no leader, meaning what do I do? قال فاعتزل ذلك الفرق كلها Then stay far away from all of those groups. وَلَوْ أَن تُعَضَّ عَلَىٰ أَصْلِ سَجَرْ Even if you are holding firm to the asl, and to the root of the tree, or to the bark of the trunk of a tree. حَتَّى يُدْرِكُكَ الْمَوْتْ Until death comes to you. وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكْ And you are upon that, meaning upon any that truth. So here, brothers and sisters, indeed we see, first and foremost, the eagerness of Hudhayfa ibn Yaman, radiallahu anhu, that he was eager to know about the things that are evil, the things that are incorrect, so that he may protect himself from it. And he wanted to know as well, that when he comes to know, or when he sees or witnesses those types of evil, then what is the solution? What is his stance to it? What shall he do to protect himself from it? And during this day, this present time of ours, we do not see, or a lot of Muslims do not even attempt any to learn their religion, or even to know what is wrong or incorrect. And they end up falling into misguidances. They end up falling and practicing things or believing in things that are incorrect, that goes against the Quran and the Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, qad ja'akum burhanun min rabbikum wa anzalna ilaykum nura mubina. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاعْتَصَمُوا بِهِ فَسَيُدْخِلْهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَفَضْلٍ وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمًا Allah Azza wa Jal says, O mankind, verily there has come to you a clear and convincing proof from your Lord. And we set down to you a manifest light, and meaning this Quran, So as for those who believed in Allah and held fast to Him, He will enter him into His mercy and grace, and meaning paradise, and guide them to Him by a straight path. So fi Allah, brothers and sisters, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be consistent in your obligations to Allah. Fi Allah azza wa jal, and be like your salaf, be like the righteous predecessors. They were eager to learn, they were eager to know, they were eager to know the solutions regarding things when they come and across it. They were eager to protect themselves from evil, so that they may preserve their religion, so that they may remain and stay upon the right path, the path that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out and clarified for us in the Quran and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be mindful of the affairs of your heart, for indeed do not neglect your heart, because if you neglect it, if you don't know the reality of your heart and how to protect it and how to find its cure, you will be a person who is pulled right, left towards the different types of deviation, the different types of sins that occur around us. And be firm that you are mindful when you feel that your heart has been afflicted by something, that you seek the cure, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made as cure and for it. Fi Allah azza wa jal, and be mindful of Allah and keep up with your obligations. Indeed, by staying firm on the obligations, it will make you firm upon the deen of Allah, and it will protect you from the different types of tribulations. Sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Aqimus salah.